Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's Friday. It feels good.
Yay! It does.
Yeah.
Weekend ahead. I know. Always right? Nice. I have to work the whole weekend. Pain in the ass, really. But you know what? You got bills to pay.
You poor thing. It's really funny. Like, because tomorrow you technically sort of have to work, but not really. Only like an hour of your time.
Yeah, but it's still getting up, early. Setting an alarm. Doing things, I mean,
yeah.
I like to do nothing. And then Sunday, I'm working like
a full shift.
A full shift, pain in the dick, but that's all
right. I'm working tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yep, as yep, well, yep. Working, studying.
She's a retail girl.
She's a big worker. So, yeah, no, keep him busy.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight, Maddie?
I don't know, actually. Do you know what? Since I've quit smoking, I've been, like, filling my time with cooking, eating better as well.
That's good.
Yeah, you're looking good.
I'm actually trying to just, you know, the big thing when quitting smoking, I'm finding that is the biggest problem is, like, being bored, like, not having that to rely on. So, you need to fill your time with different things. So, I've been cooking more.
That's good.
I made some beautiful garlic chicken yesterday.
Oh, nice.
With, like, sweet potato, right? I cut it up into, like a large chip size.
Yeah.
Baked them with the balsamic and the basil, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I had yesterday this, like, beautiful garlic chicken dish with the fresh sweet potato chips. But I'm just, like, doing all these different things, which is cool.
I love sweet potato chips.
If you've got the time, you can explore, like, recipes that take longer and stuff, you know, and spend a bit of time doing it.
I might get drunk today.
Well, it's the end of the week.
Bottle of red.
Yeah. Do it.
Bottle of red.
Did you get it from the boss's cellar?
I plan on doing that, actually, when we wrap things up here.
Straight in?
Yes, the new FM cellar.
What's that? Look over there. It's a unicorn.
It's Matty.
What's that big thing in your pants? Sorry.
Well, I'm just happy to see it.
Yeah. What are you doing on the weekend, Crevo?
I'm actually going to go try like a test drive of a van.
Oh, you're getting a new car.
Not yet, but I...
Millionaire Mark. Where are you getting all the money from?
I work hard, Jade. You know, I need to try it. I probably won't buy it till next year, but I want to make sure that's the right one so I know, like, what...
So it's the update. You were saying this the other day, the updated version of your current Hiace?
Yeah, van, yeah.
Is it a Hiace?
Hiace, you got it right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But more comfortable seats, apparently.
Much more, yeah. Instead of like
regular
a bench,
car seats.
Instead of like a bit of wood with some material over it.
How does that work?
What, like, do you mean?
Well, are you going to cash your car in?
Yeah, I'll sell the one I've got. But
how
I
much
need to
do you reckon you
difference.
Can get for that?
I don't know, 15 grand or something.
Oh, yeah.
15 to 20. Something in that range. The market for secondhand cars at the moment is ridiculous.
Why?
Because
they didn't make many cars last year with COVID.
No, because everyone in Australia, everyone's got all this like savings.
Oh, so do you know what's crazy, right? I don't know if my sister's just delusional and her husband, but my sister was saying how apparently they got a brand new Land Cruiser, like one of those.
Yeah, yeah, like a four-wheel drive
thing. Four-wheel drive thing. I don't know what model it is, but apparently it's the bee's knees because they got all the extras. Blah, blah, blah. But she was saying to me, right, that apparently they got offered like $200,000 someone to buy their vehicle because apparently they're not making those types of cars anymore. Something to
deleted
do with,
stock.
Well,
cheaper.
Yeah, probably like deleted stock, but also like because of the technology that I believe sort of changing as well. It's had something to do with like the computers in their car.
Yeah, right.
But apparently
some change and you can't get that one anymore.
Yeah, it must be. And she reckons that someone like was like, I want to buy that car and like offered him like 200 grand for it or something insane.
Crazy. Car market is mad at the moment.
Yeah, it's nuts. But I think it's too because people are going to electric cars. Apparently, there's a lot of resistance. It's like, I think we're all pro electric cars here.
My friend just recently purchased a Tesla Model 3. He's so into it. He said it's amazing.
Amazing. But there's a lot of people who don't want to go down that road. Like, you know, it'll be collector's items.
As soon as I can.
Did Tesla make a van?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah, they will eventually.
They will, but not yet.
But yeah, I don't know. Away. But it's interesting that you say that because I've been hearing things. So maybe she's not crazy.
No, she probably isn't.
Oh, good job, guys. Let's go. Enjoy the weekend.
Why do you want to go,
Maddie?
Well,
there's someone that's wanting to use our studio.
Yeah, I got to go.
But I was
anyway.
Having fun.
I got to go.
You usually want to wrap this fucking thing up on the podcast.
No, I don't. What are you saying?
Enjoy the weekend. Bye.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Morning.
Good, it's Friday.
10 out of 10, I'm feeling today.
10 out of 10, yep. Claim Creever. What made it a 10 out of 10 day today?
I don't know. I just woke up with pep in my step.
Yeah.
With my two mates. Like, what else do you want in life?
Oh, Creever, you're such a darling when you want to be.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, you got to put in effort, right?
You're a pair of ass lickers.
What are you talking about?
you're a sleazy too, you little Cody.
Yeah, great to be here.
Sounds like
I had a great sleep last night. I'm
Did
feeling
you?
Great as well today. Yeah, I went to bed at like 8:30.
Oh, that's good,
really
man.
Good for me. I'm training myself to go earlier and earlier because I'm such a night owl.
Mm. He did too because I stalked him last night. Oh. I checked in. I was like, is he asleep yet? And I checked his active status on Facebook.
I was going to say, did you check your cameras?
Well, I did have Maddie's house key for a little while. There could be a mystery
back,
camera.
No, I have it back now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I heard I've that.
I've got it all back.
You took it all.
All the keys are in Maddie's possession.
That's right. You know, it is my apartment after all.
Which to a normal person would seem so normal.
It was actually really nice vibe in Wickham yesterday. So I was actually walking...
Walking the streets.
After
what were you doing in my suburb?
Well, we went to the library, so I had to park around there. And I was walking with one of our mates, Coach Tony. And we were walking around and just having a little bit of a chin wag about Wickham and... Yeah, it was fascinating.
Great part of our city.
I met this woman who had a Portuguese. I've never met this sort of dog before. It was a Portuguese Perruto or something like that.
And probably pronounced differently.
Yet again, you knowing more people in my suburb than I do.
I know. But she was lovely. And I felt sorry for a dog because she'd just gotten it. It's a very unusual sort of Portuguese breed. And she was telling me how they used to use them on the Spanish ships to chase mice. But apparently there's a breeder out at Mary War out that way, and he wasn't show dog material because he had an underbite. And I was like, oh, but you're perfect. He was very cute, Ned.
Ned.
Yeah, Ned. He was a cutie
pie. Mousing dog.
But just like speaking of, I guess, love and the love you have for your pets, you find it with your human companion every now and again. And you're not going to believe this couple, guys, a 53-year-old, age gap, sorry.
53 years.
An 18-year-old and a 71-year-old found love 6 years ago, and they're still going strong.
Oh, as if...
There's got to be some sort of other motivation.
They ain't sealing the deal in that relationship. I guarantee it.
I'm sort of sold on it, but we'll have to talk more about this because...
Not for me, thanks.
It sort of blows your mind, this story, in a way. You can't help but have an opinion on it.
Yeah, that's true.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
You know what I mean? And I do my little turn on the catwalk.
And we have to talk about this love story, guys. Gary Hardwick.
You say love story, I say disgrace.
Gary Hardwick was 18 and attending a funeral when he first laid eyes on the love of his life, Almeida, in 2015.
Okay, met her at a funeral.
At a funeral, and she was 71 years old at the time, and it was actually the funeral of her son, Robert. So... Oh. There's so many twists and turns in this story. But the thing is that he's 18, she's 71. The 53 age gap didn't seem to be a problem, and apparently the couple fell madly in love. 3 weeks after their first date, he moved into Almeida's house with one of her grandsons, who was only 3 years older than him. Yeah.
Of course. But you know, 6 years. That makes total sense.
6 years later, they're still going strong. They're married, and hasn't been better.
Wow. Look, good on her, but what is wrong with him?
Well,
that's a great question.
It's funny that you should say that, right? Because everyone's been asking that question, right? Because basically, this couple's going viral purely, yeah, because of the age gap, but they've actually started an OnlyFans account, which is only for adults, okay? And basically you can go on OnlyFans and get some pretty out there content.
So they are doing it.
Yeah. So apparently...
I didn't know you could when you were that old.
Well, you can, as long as...
I think it happens.
I don't think the wheels ever fall off the bike.
Are you sure about that? OnlyFans, I'm going to have a look.
Are you going to subscribe?
You know, it's like... It's like, I shouldn't look at it, but I really want to.
So he's saying, this is what Gary said, right? He said, I do think it depends on each person when it comes to an age gap. But he said it comes down to chemistry, and it's really not about how big the age gap is. And he goes on to say they actually had sex for the first time on their wedding night, and he just and they've both described each other as wonderful lovers. He said it was so wonderful beyond my wildest dreams. And she really is my dream woman, and the physical side of our relationship couldn't be better.
Jeez.
I mean, I've just pulled up a picture of them.
Yeah.
They weirdly are a match. Like, she's like 71 years old, dressed as like a 30-year-old.
She's young.
She's got like
at
a dog collar choker on and a bit emo looking.
Mm.
He's got like a really scruffy, ugly beard.
But this story just has so much color to the point that 2 weeks after their first date, right, he proposed, but he proposed over the phone.
What?
I know.
Is that because, like, he was worried about, like, you know, she might get too shocked if he got down on one knee and might have a heart attack?
Possibly. And then, so after she said yes over the phone, right, 6 days later, Almeida wore a dress borrowed from his cousin and they married outside the flat.
Like, you wouldn't... Well, I guess you wouldn't want to delay too long at her age, would you?
Nothing wrong with a wedding at home, but, like, in front of a building full of flats.
Everyone watching from the window. What's going on? What's old Almeida doing down there at this time of the morning? Oh, she's getting married to a real young bloke. Like, what's going
on? They're on TikTok, Gary and what is it?
Almeida.
Yuck. Anyway,
oh my
it's just,
God.
You know, I think it's nice.
Technically,
you should
support it, right?
Yeah, technically
in
you should.
In your mind, you're like, absolutely, but then there's just that little bit of your brain that goes,
doesn't
just
seem
really
right.
All of my brain is going, that's absolutely weird. You guys are odd for thinking
like,
that.
It's just, you think, you know, you shouldn't, who cares? Like, you feel bad for judging, but you still can't help it.
He's old enough to be his great-grandmother.
Well, I know. It's dirty, isn't it? Filthy.
Like, not only just grandmother, great-grandmother.
It literally could be.
Well, anyway, let's wrap this up. Lads versus Lasses up next, guys. We have a great prize on offer today, Creeper.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, a family pass to see the Knights versus Sea Eagles, which will be a cracking game.
Lost again last night.
Well, it's not ideal.
You win
situation.
Some, you lose some. But they'll bounce back.
Yeah, look, they will. So if you'd like a crack at this, 13:10:09, you can, of course, win the tickets, but even better, you can win a gold star on the leaderboard for our ultimate battle of the sexes.
Yeah, one guy, one girl. The lines are open right now at New FM, 17 past 6.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Come on, ladies. There's a chance to win 4 tickets to go and see the Knights versus Seagulls game, which will be an absolute cracker.
Yeah, have a girls' day out at the footy.
Well, if you win, absolutely. 13:10:09 if you want to crack at it. It's time to meet our guy now, though.
Yeah, his name's Bob, 69. He says he's one of your biggest fans. Oh, thanks. and he's a greyhound trainer, lived in Sydney his whole life, but moved to Greta after seeing how great it was. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good, this one.
Hey, thanks for listening, man. We appreciate that. What's up for today?
What's on today? Same as yesterday.
Oh, man, you need to get out more, that? Bob. What are you doing, brother?
You training the greyhounds? Is that what you're up to?
I've got, 16 dogs here on the property.
Ooh, wow, 16. So do you breed them as well?
And they listen to you 24/7.
Oh, bless. That's very kind.
I love the music.
That's nice. They're beautiful animals, greyhounds.
I've got more pets than races.
Yeah. All right, Bob, let's do it. All right. You need all three right to win today. Question number one. Sophie Monk was a member of which noughties Aussie girl band?
Oh, jeez.
Sophie Monk. Think back.
Yeah, I know. She was on... Oh, she was a friend of my young son's.
No good,
something
Bob.
Bardo. Bardo.
Yes, Bardo. Question number two. What does the shop Sephora sell?
Perfume.
I mean, great guess.
I'm going to say no. Beauty products and personal care products. That's okay, Bob. I didn't expect you to know. I don't think you've been to Sephora ever, right?
No, I've used it.
Oh, you've used it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We'll
fair enough. You should have got it.
You know what? Bob knows Sophie Monk and he uses Sephora products. You should have known.
Yeah, no excuses, Bob.
Yeah, you can. You technically can.
All right, question number three. Name all six main characters on the TV show Friends. Let's just stop now, Bob.
Sally.
Oh, wait, no.
Sally, Sam.
No. Technically, give him the second one.
All right.
Give it to him.
All right, Bob.
He can get perfume.
Jade doesn't follow the rules. We'll take perfume. No. Okay, no worries. One on the board. Let's meet our last this morning, shall we, Jade?
Yeah. All right. We're going to Michelle. She says she is 50-something, but still feels like she's 30, works in aged care, wants a lady date with Jade. Oh, hello. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Jade. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Take her off my hands, Michelle. She's a nightmare to go shopping with. And she rings you 24 hours a day.
Now, interesting, because Jade is 30-something, but acts 50-something. So you guys will be perfect.
We probably balance out really nicely.
Really well.
All right, Michelle, you need two. She's all right. Hey, you need two to walk away with the win today, or one to go to a coin toss tiebreaker, Jade.
All right, Michelle, you've got this. Okay. The Caddy is a work van made by which car brand?
The Caddy, as in a golf caddy.
That's the name of it, Caddy.
No, that wasn't.
They're too long. It's not a golf caddy,
What's
Michelle.
Wrong with you?
That was the answer.
It was
first
a work van.
You said caddy. Golf.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Look, multiple choice. What gas is used in an aircon unit? Is it A, methane, B, Freon, or C, oxygen?
It would have to be oxygen, wouldn't it?
No.
I'd be B.
Okay.
All right, Michelle, you need this one to go to a coin toss tiebreaker. Let's do this.
All right.
Okay. Could have gave me the friends one.
Sorry.
that's not the game, Michelle.
Okay, Michelle, Fat Max, okay, F-A-T-M-A-X, is a line of tools made by which tool brand?
Can you spell it again?
Fat Max, F-A-T-M-A-X.
Fat Max.
Max. Like M first.
No good, Michelle. Sorry, Dale.
Bob wins.
Bob, you're a winner today. Stanley pass off to the Knights taking on the Sea Eagles at home next weekend. Good job, brother.
You there, Bob?
Oh, there you go,
well
Bob.
Well done, man.
Good job.
Hey, man, you won.
All right, thanks for that.
No worries.
You're welcome.
That was the most unusual game of Lads versus Lasses we've ever had.
Yeah. I liked it.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Really funny seeing Jade try and get you into picking up some products for her in your van, Crevo, in your free time.
Why don't you just arrange delivery?
Yeah, because she's a tight ass.
Because
how much
I'll
delivery?
Buy you lunch.
Mates rates.
You get so cut when people say no.
No, I don't.
I could see your face change then. Crevo's like, I'm not available on Sunday or Monday, maybe Saturday afternoon, and not today. The change in your face, it's like the whole world doesn't revolve around you, Jay. Sorry, darling. I know you like to think it does.
Yeah, well.
But where are you going to take him for lunch? I feel like he deserves a good meal for that.
No, $10. Last time that was the deal. Nah, $10.
You got to take him. That was a special favour, though.
Good pub meal.
Yeah, but we're mates.
$30. Half. That's half of what the delivery cost would be.
Is the delivery $60? I am
easy.
No, it's not.
Absolutely.
I don't even know. I haven't looked at the delivery cost. I doubt it.
Check anyway. Into it. I'll do it for half.
10, 15.
We'll see.
Come on, help out a friend.
Hey guys, coming up next, yesterday on the show, Jade, you actually told us about this story doing the rounds on socials.
Oh yeah.
About this apprentice who went to the wrong house and ripped up the tiles and the grass from the front yard.
I get the text saying the address is 37. Word up the client and we'll come in with the excavator, waited for Tyler, pulled up the pavers. I'm going to find out there's a 37 all the way down there too. I've just gone to a complete stranger's house. Got them to open up the shed, pulled out their pavers, waited for the boss, just to find out it's the wrong house.
13:10:09 this morning. Did you make a big mistake as an apprentice? And what was it? Now, also, I want the bosses to call up and dob them in as well. Even better.
Well, even if they did work at your house. Call up and have events. Yeah.
Absolutely.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, did you make a big mistake as an apprentice?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, we got chatting about this yesterday after this apprentice famously now ripped up some pavers and a whole backyard essentially at the wrong house.
Oh.
So awkward. The apprentices always cop it from their boss. I mean, a lot of the time, like, some bosses are very nondescript with when they send these apprentices out to do the job.
Yeah.
And then they get, like, the full brunt of the blame, even if they didn't do it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, because, like, often the boss just hasn't given enough information or hasn't described the job properly, you know. Like, I get it. Tradies are working long hours and stuff, but you still, if they're new to the industry, you do have to hold their hand a bit at the
start. Hairdressers can stuff it up. Like, as an apprentice with the colours.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually a lot harder than you think to mix all the right amounts perfectly.
Well, you like to go to the TAFE and get apprentice haircuts, don't you?
Well, when I was, like, 18 and I was a junior at the paint shop.
Yeah.
I mixed up $50,000 worth of paint in the wrong colour.
Oh,
it was for a sky. When they were building Centrepoint Tower, the Westfield at Centrepoint Tower in Sydney. Yeah, it was like for that $50,000 worth
of
paint.
What did they do with the paint?
I think they managed to like convince them to use the colour. But it was
that's really funny.
I would have lost my job though.
That's amazing. My dad, of course, being a chippy, because of maybe this situation, he really didn't get into getting apprentices after this. So he had this young guy working with him and he asked them to, start taking the old roofing sheets off this shed, right, for this client because it was, like, rusted through the old corrugated iron. The guy got there and he got there early, same sort of thing, and he started removing the roofing sheets, perfectly good ones, from the house. And my dad got there. Luckily, he'd only done, like, 3 or 4, but he's just like, how could you possibly do that? They're, like, brand new and the shed is, like, rusted and old. That's where the work needs to be done.
Oh, my God.
Poor bugger. Peter says on Facebook, I worked at a car dealership in Newcastle and an apprentice managed to destroy an engine in a customer's car by not replacing the oil after they drained it out.
Oh, no.
It's a 1,000-kilometre service on a GT Falcon.
It's
a brand new car, pretty much.
Hey, Michael, hey, how are you?
Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning. Did you make a big mistake as an apprentice?
Okay, it wasn't me, but I was working in Sydney a couple of years ago and I was dropping off a load at the Eastern Creek tip.
Yeah.
Next minute, I'm tipping off my truck, the truck next to me, and I see this frantic lady out of nowhere come running. I'm like, what's this? She's come running up to the little truck next to me. She's gone, you've got all my contents from my garage. What happened was they went to the house. Instead of going to number 24, they went to number 124 Parramatta Road, and they, what happened was they it was earmarked to get the garage
demoed.
Demoed, but instead of getting demoed, they started clearing it out. So luckily, it was only the first load. All the contents, all of possessions in the garage, all just gone.
Oh man.
It's a nightmare.
So were you about to tip it into the big skid?
No, they were. The truck next to me had all her, all the fishing rods, all the tiles, all the paint, and all the tools, all the stuff that you keep.
Oh my god!
Thrown into the back of his truck.
Did they obviously drive it back, and then did they unpack it, or did
no,
it
was all
up?
Gone?
There for it all, so everyone was in a little bit of shock. Yeah, they all got stacked back onto the back of the truck. Things were broken. Things were. It wasn't the best because it wasn't. It was like a landfill where everything just. Gets
oh, so they had to fish it all out. What a disgrace! Perfect story.
Yeah, would she have gotten compensated for that?
Oh, I wasn't part of the company. I was only the truck next to when it happened. I wasn't 100% sure.
How crazy.
What a great story.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate Cheers. That, man. Great Cheers. Story.
Just when you think you're having the shittest week, you know, when you hear stories like that, hey.
Yeah, someone's doing a lot worse. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
The internet has turned against James Corden. Thank God. I love this. Also, too, why people are freaking out about photos of Prince William.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Boss.
Jackson is here. He's always got his finger on the pulse. You've got some James Corden gear for us.
Yeah, so fans are outraged. Now, I'm not necessarily mad about this because I cannot stand James Corden. But I told you yesterday about the Friends reunion.
Yes.
Yeah, well, he's hosting it and people just cannot get their heads around it. He's opened up about what to expect.
It's peppered with lots of different people popping in and out, but really it's a celebration of the unbelievable chemistry between that cast. It's a big nostalgic look back at this group of characters that mean so much to so many people, you know, but I can't tell you much more than that, only that I was privileged to be asked to be part of it.
Can I read you some of the Twitter commentary on this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So one fan says, the Friends reunion is not a musical, yet James Corden is in it. Why? And when will this man be stopped? It gets worse. How did James Corden worm his way into the Friends reunion? Does America know that he's talentless and doesn't have to be in everything? This is my favourite one. Wow. They put a SpongeBob meme up and they said, James Corden adding to the Friends reunion to the list of things he's ruined in this world. He'll go down in history as a total a-hole.
No, that's a bit rough. Love him. I think he's cool.
I stand him. He looks like he'd smell like rotten mac and cheese.
But you know what?
Stuff in your sink for a little bit too long.
Yeah, true.
James Corden's new scent, available at Chemist Warehouse.
No, I like James Corden, but I'm glad that he's going to ruin Friends' reunion for people because I can't stand Friends.
Guys, somebody had to host it.
Yeah.
Right.
They ruined it by not making a new show and just putting them in a room and not actually...
Actually smart. They haven't, brought into this whole, let's try and recreate the past. And
I hope they do it and they ruin the franchise.
I was surprised because Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber are making appearances in this.
Ugh.
Like, how are they going to weasel them into it?
I do love them. True. I just don't like Friends.
They're just still using the star power
Never met somebody that hates a show so much. Why do you hate Friends so much?
Seinfeld's better.
Yeah, but it's a different show. Can't they both coexist?
No.
Not in Jade's world because
they can't.
They were on at the same time.
Yes.
And that's in Jade's mind, there can only be one winner. Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you know what I also hate about Friends? And
what?
This isn't necessarily linked to the show, but those total flogs on Instagram, and I have a lot of friends that I just cannot be bothered with because of this. They post a photo in Central Perk. They get the, do you know when they tour the little couch around?
Yes. Jesus.
I'm like, shut up, you loser.
I know, it's so lame.
Yeah.
Is everything all right today, Jackson? You're very negative.
No, it's Friday. Do you know what? I'm
having feel good week. Friday.
No, yeah, it doesn't right. feel bad Friday for me. Prince William, he's got people's tongues wagging because he's got his kit off for the COVID vaccine. I mean, he's rolled up his sleeve. It's the most we've seen of a royal since, I don't know.
Not very underwhelming, like, arms.
I know, but, like, the internet's melting down. They're like, ooh, someone said, ooh, daddy, Prince, can't wait for you
absolutely
to be king.
Not.
Other people are saying, this guy's ripped. I mean, the Brits are so easily impressed.
It's in the group. It's not at like a super skinny arm, but it's not super swollen.
And it's really, really white. He looks like, remember, I don't know if anyone's seen that movie Powder, where that guy runs into the field because he's an albino and he gets struck by lightning. That's what Prince William looks like.
I mean, you know what? It's just, it looks like a very average arm.
Yeah. I know all the beaches in England are just pebbles and cold, but you would have thought definition. He would have got some.
You know what?
At some point.
I think he's going to have a good rig underneath that shirt. I get it. I'm
so.
Getting... No, if you look at his bicep, there is like mini boulders. You can see the definition. I know there's a bit of shadow from the lighting.
Hey, Jade, if that was Martin working as a baker out at Cessnock, you would not be saying
you wouldn't look twice.
Well, he looks like a baker. Thing. Let's
he
face it.
He'd be like hairy body and high percentage of saggage vibes. Like, don't you reckon?
I reckon he'd have a saggy bum, but...
And weird nipples. Anyway.
I like his arm.
Say about the royals.
I reckon he's got a six-pack
underneath
there.
Bloodline's a little bit murky.
Oh, geez, you can't really see through that blood very well.
Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that, man. Casey Chambers up next.
Oh, no, we're chatting to her.
Yeah, Sunset Sounds is coming to the Hunter Valley, guys. So we're going to catch up with her. She's headlining the tour and find out all about that next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
I could be the one.
New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Of course, guys, today is the very last opportunity to get your name into the draw for New FM Celebrity Beds. We are drawing this thing tomorrow.
How good is that? Like, I mean, somebody's going to be sleeping a lot more comfortably after tomorrow. Like, they take it home and there they go.
Yeah, I don't know if they can take it home straight away.
In my mind, that's what was happening.
That's the problem with...
Terms and conditions.
That's the problem when you buy new furniture, right? You go in so excited to buy it and you have to wait like 6 weeks.
Yeah. People, you don't realise that until you actually have to go out your first time and buy a piece.
Yeah, that's right. Long wait, but hey, it'll be worth it.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, Sunset Sounds, great festival. Good to see some live music back in the region. It's happening the 20th of November this year at Rocha Steak. Guys, a few great people headlining this. Casey Chambers, Xavier Rudd. It's going to be fantastic. Casey Chambers, Aussie legend, on the show next. Have you guys interviewed Casey before?
I have.
I haven't.
You haven't. No. Neither have I.
She was lovely.
She was lovely then.
I'm sure she'd be lovely now.
Yeah, we'll talk to her all about Sunset Sounds after Sonique.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Sunset Sounds is coming to Rocha State in November, guys. Mm-hmm. Big star lineup, including Casey Chambers, who's joining us now. Tickets available. Tickettech.com.au. Good morning, Casey.
How you going, guys?
Hey.
Great.
Oh, you must be doing, like, so many interviews at the moment. Do you always dread doing, like, a big, like, press run, like, before these things?
No, I'm not doing any at the moment. It's so nice to chat to somebody about music.
No. Well, because, Casey, we're about to...
No, I'm just about to start. I'm about to start all of that coming back. And the thing is, I've had kind of all this time off over the last year and a half, you know, with no gigs coming up.
Yeah.
Man, I kept thinking, I've got so much to say, but I really don't. I haven't really done anything interesting enough to tell you about.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my next question, because, like, I don't know whereabouts, like, you're located. Like, if you were stuck down in Melbourne, which would have made things even, like, harder for musicians and bands to get together. Like, what's the feeling now, like, in rehearsals and whatnot, preparing for this tour? It must be, like you said, very exciting.
Oh, I love that you assume that I rehearse for things. It's really, really nice.
It's like us.
But, yeah, that doesn't happen very often. You know, look, we'll probably get together and have a jam before that, I'm sure. But I'm actually down on the Central Coast, so I'm not far from you guys. And you know, look, we certainly had it better in lockdown than some other places in Australia. So that was good. I mean, look, I found the hardest bit was the homeschooling. There's nothing like homeschooling to make you realise how dumb you are.
How good teachers are.
Oh, man. Look, they all deserve a raise, absolutely. But, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of, like, my family are musicians as well, so yeah. I kind of do get to jam a little bit with them as well, like, even during that whole time. But I'm so happy to have live gigs coming back, because at the end of the day, there's something about that, the connection when you get out there on stage and you actually play to a live audience.
Yeah.
And even though, look, we had, you know, little things where you're doing live streams and that, I struggle with that stuff because I just want to connect in the same space as people.
Yeah, it'd be harder trying to connect. Like, the whole thing of live music is the audience and you feed off each other. It's the energy. Right. Is your dad still in the band with you? Like, because I know he was always getting around with you on tours.
Yeah. Look, he's still in the band. He probably will be forever. Because he's cheap. So it works out really well for me.
Do you just pay him like a little cashy on the side?
Yeah, well, I know. I pay him in homemade food, and he is happy as. He's happy as.
I love that. Hey, Casey, do you know what? I'm actually so sick of, and I'm... I think a lot of people are seeing, like, live performances on Zoom, right? Did you, like, have to... did you get dragged into any of that, like, any TV performances or anything? Because it's got to stop. Like, the sound quality, like Jay was saying before, the lack of connection, like, it's done, right?
If I were to watch a video of a musician playing music, I'll go on YouTube where it's done in a studio, right?
Look, I struggle with that anyway at the best of times, I think. I think I was just always born to be a live performer in the moment, you know, and I love that about things too. I love that it was there in that moment and then the moment's gone. And I kind of like how special that is, you know, when you...
And
I love it as an audience member, not just being someone on stage. Like, even this gig that we've got coming up, you know, where, you know, that... Obviously, they offered me the gig to play at Sunset Sounds, and I'm like, yeah, you know, so happy to have any gig at the moment. But then when they say, oh, it's with Xavier Rudd and Pete Murray and all these great artists, I'm like, awesome. I get to be an audience member as well, and I love that side of things. I love being in the audience and watching other artists play too and kind of connecting on that level.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, big names are playing, like you just said. Are you friends with any of these people, like, outside of this, or is it kind of like, you know, acquaintances kind of thing?
They've seen backstage or something.
Yeah, I know all these people that I'm playing with on this festival, and we've done, you know, we've crossed paths on lots of festivals in the past, and also, you know, you kind of catch up at different things and you know, and end up having chats and all of that. Yeah. One of the other artists that's on it is Charlie Collins, who is actually, I've actually known her since she was a little kid, and well, you might know for being from Tamworth. She's from Tamworth, and we actually we like used to play together when she was a little kid. She had her first stage performance at one of my gigs because she got up and sang one of my songs, and we toured a couple of years ago all around Australia together. So we're really good friends as well. So that's going to be fun to hang out to.
Oh, good stuff! Well, we can't wait for it. Sunset Sounds, it's going to be fantastic at Roche Estate, guys. Tickets available now. Ticketsx.com.au. Casey, you're a bloody legend. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, down guys.
To earth. You have to be Australia's most down to earth
celebrity.
Like, you really are. Like, it's such a, like, so successful and so down to earth.
Just get my dad to play and pay him with a pie.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Oh, look, it's all an act. If you hang out with me at home, I'm such a diva.
You're dropping the F-bomb.
Oh, no, I actually do that. But
yeah, me too.
Good luck on the tour, Casey.
Thanks, Casey.
Thanks,
good stuff there, Casey Chambers.
Yeah.
Sunset Sounds. Tickets available, guys. Ticketsx.com.au. We do have a double to give away later on in the show, so stand by.
You want to win that. But, guys, feel good news after this to perk up your Feel Good Friday here at New FM.
Casey Chambers, not enough for you,
Jay. No.
No animal stories in that, Maddie.
None. Not one.
We've got to talk about the first laundry capsule made from recycled carbon emissions. This is huge.
It's so now turning into Save the Planet every day. Every week with you, it's gone from animals to environmental.
You know what? I'm talking about the important things that we should be talking about in the news. So this is really cool.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And it's time for Jade's Feel Good News / Animal Story News / Environmental News.
The Novos. Jade's Vibrations.
Alrighty, we're gonna... There's two really big feel-good news stories that I'm very pumped up to tell you about. We're gonna start with... There's a feel-good family one after this, but we have to talk about this because you can now wash your clothes with the world's first laundry capsule made from recycled carbon emissions instead of fossil fuels, which is pretty incredible, right? Mm. So there's this British multinational consumer goods company called Unilever.
Unilever,
got it right.
Biggest companies in the world.
And they're trying to eliminate fossil fuel-based chemicals from all of its cleaning and laundry products by 2030. Like, that's pretty cool. Does that make you feel good?
Yeah, it does. Well, look, more companies than you think do have, like, a policy in place.
Yeah, or a goal or something to work towards.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but, like, these guys, have done it, which is cool. And they're saying, like, with the advancements in technology like this, it means that we can now reinvent the chemistry of laundry products.
That's fantastic.
Well, if you think about all the chemicals we use in our washing that goes into our waterways.
Do you know what? Okay, so I've got a question for around the team because obviously you care about this, Jade. A lot of people complain about the price. It's more expensive. Would you buy it if it was, say, like 25 to 30% more expensive than your regular Omo?
25, so that would be...
One third more.
You know what?
Like, do you care that much?
I do care, but the thing is, I don't earn a huge amount of money. So, really, it comes down to what you earn. So, if I could afford to buy it, 100%, yes.
Okay, interesting.
I would. So, if it's affordable, yes, I will.
You have to be a billionaire to buy that.
Well, you don't know how much it'll cost.
A humble millionaire such as yourself, Jade.
Oh, thanks.
It's out of reach.
But, yeah, I think, you know, as long as those things are affordable, like, I always try the drought relief milk. Like,
yeah. I mean, these things
like,
cost
if
money.
If I can do it, I try.
It's people actually need to suck it up and buy it if they actually care.
Especially at the start. Over time, the price usually comes down.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, now you can get like all those, you know, earth-friendly like spray and wipe type things, and that's pretty much the same.
On par,
I actually love the smell of it. I think it is the earth you said, and it's in a green bottle.
Yeah.
It smells delicious. Anyway.
Don't drink it.
No, don't drink it. But I'm a sucker for a nice cleaning product that smells nice.
Are you going home sniffing cleaning products, Jade?
I don't recommend
it. So that's really good news. So I'm stoked about that.
Right.
Cleaner waterways. But also, so there was this Indian girl, and she went to surprise her parents, right? Because she got into optometry school. So she told her parents that she was making a video for extra credit, but actually gave him or her parents the acceptance letter into optometry school. And this is his reaction. It's really sweet.
You just have to read it. It's like tongue twister. Oh, you can open it.
Oh, my God. This is incredible. Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Where is this?
Wait, what is the school?
San Antonio already?
What? You just had your interview today. I know.
Oh, my God.
I got an email like an hour later. You're kidding.
Oh, my God. Congrats. Dear, let me read this. This one. This is very important. Let me read it, okay? Dear Gurjeev, congratulations on your admission to the Rosenberg School of Optometry.
Oh, they were so happy. You should have seen his face light up.
So cute.
Yeah.
Without the vision,
Sounded like a bad porno or something.
No! But how nice.
A lot of oh my gods. So,
oh I think my god.
No, well, you know, let's not go
Sorry,
there.
I didn't mean to sully your story, your not story with that.
Well, either way, really, it ends in a good way. So, you know, and you're not too far off a feel-good news
we'll
story.
End it right there.
Let's do that.
Guys, we have Celebrity Beds playing that next.
Oh, yes.
Last day to get your name in the draw for this. We are drawing it tomorrow at Domain Katara. It's been fantastic. All you need to do is tell us who this celebrity is hiding under the cover and your name is on the list.
All the people are famous. They have this kind of problems. But in another way, I think I'm a confidence guy. I'm told I have all thieves.
Now, I've got a clue. This guy likes to kick balls.
He likes to kick balls. Okay. If you think you know who that is, give us a call right now, 13-09. One more time.
All the people are famous. They have this kind of problems. But in another way, I think I'm a confidence guy. I'm told I have all thieves.
Okay, we'll do it next at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Here they come now.
Guys, how about this for a sweet deal? It's a way that you can get $1,500 cash from the government and flights up to what they're calling paradise. And I'm looking at these pictures. It is paradise. Little spots in Australia. You get cash and free flights. Now, I know the government's been generous over
the years.
This seems like a whole new level. I'm going to tell you how you can score it from the government up next. This is a legit thing that the Australian government's doing.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo, you're telling us how we can get some free money.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, you guys know I like free money.
And
right?
A holiday.
Yeah, damn straight.
And a holiday, right? And this is amazing. So the Queensland government have figured out they need a lot of people to work in tourism up in Queensland at the moment.
This isn't a paid ad.
No, not at all. Not zero reference to that. But basically, all these amazing places, the Great Barrier Reef, the Daintree, and Matty, you recently went up there. It's a beautiful part of the world, right?
Oh, absolutely. Very hot.
Yeah, well, but, yeah.
It's great,
heat,
beautiful.
It's good. And Jade, you being a Queenslander, you'd be aware of the area's natural beauty, right?
It is gorgeous.
So essentially, they're paying $1,500, which you'll get straight paid into your account, and they cover your flights to go up there. And you just have to, you go onto this website, which they've got set up, which is called Work in Paradise, right? And it's a pretty cool website. Basically, you scroll down and you can pick one of the jobs. So they've got bartender, cook, kitchen hand, tour guide, wait staff, or chef.
Oh, wow.
You sort of, it looks like a really cool app. You select one of them and you jump in and you can basically register and get your hands on the cash if you sign up for a job. So it's really cool. Like, if you're a young person who's maybe thinking about what to do over the next year or two, this would be just a great way to do something totally different, out of the square, and you get a bit of a cash bonus to kickstart.
So is this all in one facility? Is this for just one resort? Or is this like a hub for
different locations?
So maybe you're thinking, oh, I'd love to work on the Great Barrier Reef. Well, you can literally do it. Or maybe, you know, you're a rainforest person, you love all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, right.
It's such a cool opportunity, I think. If you are young and just looking for something new to do.
So you basically go there, upload, apply, put your preferences in where you hopefully like to go.
And if you land a job, you get the money and the tickets.
And the free flights. That's really cool.
What an experience, though. Like, there's nothing like getting up and moving to the other side of the country to just, like, give you something, a different perspective in life. Right. It's just so good. And you'd meet so many like-minded people, I reckon.
Well,
we've all had to move for jobs in our career, and I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Some of the best experiences that you have in your life, and I reckon a lot of, you know, young people would have missed out on, say, a gap year or something they might have had planned with a whole last year. This is a great way to sort of do something a bit different, and I reckon it'd be heaps of fun.
That's I was watching a report last night, and it's interesting. Everyone thought that when JobKeeper ended, that the jobs numbers, the unemployment would start crashing. It's actually, you know, gone down, which is fantastic. Yeah.
Has it
there
really?
There are so many jobs in the service industry that they just can't fill.
Yeah, wow.
Like, there are so many jobs out there for people to get involved with, and I think this is such a great initiative. Like, couldn't work anywhere nicer.
Yeah, than Paradise. Like, it'd be a good vibe too, because everyone's wanting to travel locally, and you know, it'd be good tips and stuff. I reckon it's just a cool opportunity.
Oh well, there you go. Thanks, Crevo.
Very welcome.
Birthday Lotto is up next. $650 up for grabs. This is where we pick a month at random. You're born in that month. Give us a call and spin our birthday balls. Crevo spinning our birthday wheel, and the month is
November.
All right, November babies. 13-10-09 if you'd like your shot at $650.
Absolutely. And guys, don't forget Michelle Bridges on the show after 8:30 this morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
We have $650 up for grabs. All you have to do is have a birthday in November this morning to play our birthday balls. It's that easy.
Yeah, very true.
It sure is.
Let's meet our contestant this morning.
We're going to Sharon at Toronto. Calls people all the time to tell them their month has been called out for birthday lotto. Thank you for that, Sharon.
That's nice of
and
you.
It's finally her turn. She has birds, loves them, just moved to Toronto and still feels sorry for me after my shopping trip with Jay. Oh, Sharon, yes.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey.
I'm still dealing with it, like the emotions involved.
Yeah. Are you a long shopper?
I'm still dealing with it too, guys, because she's my worst nightmare. Sorry, Jade, I cannot go shopping with you.
Oh, come on.
No,
it's
way,
not like
not
you both are going to die. Like, he's still breathing.
No, I died after the first fucking shop.
Oh!
sorry, but
no swearing, Sharon.
Sorry, I would have had an anxiety attack after
That's
the first
right.
shop. Better.
We can't play now.
So what happens if you win this $650? Obviously you're not going to hit the shop.
The less Sharon talks now, the better.
No. If I win this $650, I can get my little mini coupe all fixed up and she'll be running like a rainbow.
Nice.
I'll be happy. Oh. I'll be happy.
Well, fingers crossed. I hope you're born on the 17th of November.
No, I was born on the 5th.
Oh,
that's so bad.
Thank you for playing, though. Appreciate it. Birthday letter before 9 o'clock. Worth $650, guys.
That it is.
She really likes putting.
Yeah, I know. She's good at golf, I guess. I
love a good game of putt-putt. Putting's good. Are you good at putting, Jade?
Average.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, good. Hey, guys, up next, we have tickets to give away for Sunset Sounds. We have one double pass. Mm-hmm. This thing's going to be great. Xavier Rudd, Casey Chambers, happening at Rocha State, November 21. Tickets available. Ticketek.com.au. What we thought we'd do to give these tickets away is something different. Coming up next, guys, if you feel like you want to do a nice deed for somebody you know or love, call us up. Tell us who you want to give these tickets to, and we'll call them up on the air and give them to them, just like that.
I love that.
Easy peasy.
Feel good Friday, you know? Let's not make people fight for them.
No.
13-10-09, if you want to nominate somebody to give them to, I will do it very soon.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Feel good Friday.
Oh, my God. Up next, guys, we have two tickets to give away, a double pass to Sunset Sounds. A great show, guys. Casey Chambers, Xavier Rudd, Paul Murray, all playing there. Tickets available now at tickettech.com.au. Now, rather than making you fight for them today, what we thought we'd do is a little pay it forward segment. We've got a person on the line who has someone special in their life that'd like to surprise with a ticket. So we'll get them both on next and give them a call and hopefully make their morning.
I love this.
Because, you know, feel good Friday. People deserve something nice. And it's great to have live music back.
We're all about giving.
Absolutely. Pete Murray. I said Paul Murray.
I know.
Sorry. I realised why you're looking at me.
Pete
weirdly.
Murray, he'd be great to see, I reckon. I'm pumped to see Pete Murray.
Are you going?
I don't know.
You better
maybe.
No
6 months away. You've got to have something to look forward to in life,
Sexy
don't
man,
you?
Pete Murray, isn't he?
He is. There's something about him.
You know what? He wears the same jacket as you, Maddie. The jeans jacket. He loves a jeans jacket.
He has a very chiselled facial structure.
Yeah, he does.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, we are paying it forward, right?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yes, Sunset Sounds happening November 20 at Rocha State. Tickets available, tickettech.com.au. This thing is going to be fantastic, guys. Xavier Rudd, Pete Murray, Casey Chambers, Ben Lee. Such a great lineup. Mm. Great
awesome
to
stuff,
see
right?
live music in the Hunter again, right?
Oh, it'd be brilliant.
All right, who are we meeting today? Let's meet Emma. She wants to give these tickets to her mum, I believe. Hey, Emma, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, going well, thanks. Now, tell us about your mum. Why does she deserve these tickets?
My mum has 7 children that she's always put first. She has a brain aneurysm and it's quite bad. And sometimes she'll even sacrifice her money for her medications, give to my brothers to help them out, and same as like she'll cut her grocery money out to help them out. So.
She sounds like the most giving person.
How old are you, Emma?
32.
Wow. And 7 kids. How old's the youngest then?
18.
Wow.
Oh, well, look, hopefully this will make her morning at the very least, you know. And yeah. We'll give her a call right now. Her name's Karen, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's call up Karen, guys. Just bear with me for a second. How good.
Sounds like a wonderful woman.
I know, just like really putting her kids and her family first. Like, what a great mum. Let's hope she answers.
Come on.
Come on, Karen.
Pick up the phone.
The person you are calling
is not
available. Please leave a short message and it will be sent as an audio message.
Hey, Karen, it's the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey.
Just to let you know, we have your daughter, Emma, on the phone, and she's got a very sweet little surprise for you this morning. Emma, do you want to leave a message on your mum's voicemail?
Hey, Mum. Just because you're so special to us, you sacrifice absolutely everything, including your health. I'd like to give you tickets to Casey Chambers.
Yeah, Sunset Aww. Sounds.
Congratulations, Karen.
Oh, good job. Thanks for calling, guys. It was it doesn't always work out.
No, but hey, it was a lovely thing that we got to do, and I'm sure she'll absolutely love them.
We'll try and call Karen. Never know, we might be able to get her a little bit later on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, Sunset Sounds, tickets available now, ticketech.com.au. So thank you to them for hooking us up.
And your great daughter, Emma, for calling up to give your mum those tickets.
Yeah, thanks, Emma. Appreciate it.
Sounds very deserving. Up next, we are doing Love It or Loathe It. It's my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topic. We'll do it up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics, and you just have to decide, love it or loathe it. Very simple. Today's love it or loathe it is eating food that's gone past the expiry date but you think still good. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I take the risk. I do it all the time with milk in my fridge. So basically, how I look at it, right, is that they take this stamp and they put it on the product.
Yeah.
How does the product know when it's, like, how do they know the exact moment that product's going to go off to the day? It's a rough estimate. That's how I look at it.
Okay, what about you, Maddie?
I loathe it, actually. I fear food that's out of date and getting sick and / food poisoning. I've been like it all my life. I will say, though, in my older age, I'm getting a little bit more relaxed about it. Like,
really?
Well, so you're going down more my way.
I did watch like a news story once, and it was like use before and best before and use by.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two very different things.
Oh, definitely. So you do the sniff test.
No, but like use by, say if the use by date is like today, you know that I'm not going to cook chicken that has a use by date
of today.
Tomorrow, if it's today. But like,
just sniff it.
The other day, right, I got some like Hokkaido noodles.
Oh, yeah.
Which were like 6 months out of date. And I thought, you know what? They'll probably be fine. And they were.
Yeah.
You're fine. Absolutely fine. So this food scientist has released a list of the foods that it's safe to eat past we're calling it best before because used by can have health things, right? Mm. Some of these are quite amazing, though. Olives, for example, they reckon up to 4 months beyond the best before date if they're in the fridge. Here's one that's quite interesting. Pickles. Now, they can be up to 2 years past the best before date.
Well, they're just sitting in vinegar.
Like, I guess so.
Like vinegar preserves.
For 2 years. If I saw them, they were like, if I went into a fridge and there was pickles that were best before, you know, 2018, I think I'd still be giving them a bit of a pass.
Almost everything in vinegar is safe.
Okay, there's a Jade top tip. Some of the other ones, hard cheese, they reckon up to 6 weeks past the best before date.
Hold on, hard cheese, is that like a block of cheese?
Yeah,
is
like
that
a block
considered
of cheese,
hard? Yeah, that's fair.
But this one, chicken stock, you want to chuck that 5 days after. So
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So after salt, it's opened or?
A lot of salt content in stock. So you would think.
It would be fine.
It would be fine. But oh, there you go.
Not so long. Anyway.
Oh, thanks, Crevo.
Yeah, you're welcome.
There you go. Throw out the chicken stock if it's out of date in your cupboards. Fantastic tip. guys, news time. I'm next with Maddie, plus Michelle Bridges on the show. She's on Celebrity Apprentice. Kicking off Channel 9, 7 o'clock this Sunday. We'll chat to her next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
How about that, folks?
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
The Novos.
Guys, the Celebrity Apprentice is coming on Sunday
7 o'clock, Channel 9, chatting to Michelle Bridges soon. But, of course, 105 minutes commercial freeze. Kicking off next with Jackson.
Yo. Feel Good Friday sounding good. $3 down.
You.
Yeah.
I wonder what they look like now.
Probably not.
Are they doing anything?
No, I haven't heard from them in ages.
Oh, Eminem.
Like Eminem.
He's so little and old now.
I wish I saw him in concert when he came. He was only here, like, what, 2 years ago? Yeah.
Apparently very good. My mother and grandmother love Eminem, which
really?
Is so interesting.
That's
like,
weird.
Yeah.
It's
but
different.
Like, a lot of people love Eminem that wouldn't like Eminem.
My stepdad always used to say, what are you listening to that garbage for?
What are you listening to?
You're too old. You'll never understand my teenage years.
Kelly Clarkson. Talk about teenage years.
Is it behind these headlines?
Yeah.
The film clip for this, I'll always remember it. Her running down the goth church aisle in her torn wedding dress. I love Kelly.
What happened to goth?
It's adorable.
Goths just disappeared, didn't they?
Kelly was a bit of a blonde goth.
What is it about Kelly Clarkson that you love so much?
She's great. I'll back Maddie on this one. She's fantastic.
I just connect with her. I think her music's
lyrics,
great. I grew up on it.
You love the lyrics.
It was my teenage, my formative teenage years.
Aww.
I mean, what did you guys have? Elvis Presley, you and Crevo.
I was probably more Eminem.
And I love her. And I love her talk show too. Really good. Anyway, Michelle Bridges up next. What an awkward silence. Come on, guys.
It's coming up. We're chatting to her.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And big night this Sunday, guys, on Australian television. 7 p.m. on Channel 9. You want to be watching the Celebrity Apprentice. And we're joined by one of the contestants right now, Michelle Bridges.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. Hi. I'm really well, thank you.
Michelle. Do you know what? We're just chatting off air. I can't believe it. We had no idea that you are a Novocastrian. You grew up here.
You bet. I did. I was born and bred there. Born and bred. I was there. I was born in Waratah Baby Hospital.
Aww.
And I went to New Lambton Public, New Lambton Primary and Lambton High. And then in the back end of my high school, I was at Nelson Bay because my parents moved to Nelson Bay.
Oh, get out. I had no idea.
Did they retire out there or something?
I love Newcastle. I love Newcastle people. I love the Newcastle culture. It's just a great town.
When did you last come back to visit? Has it been a while?
No, actually, I was back there just recently because I've got family there. And I took my son to Nobby's Beach and I took him on the Anzac Walk that's just been put up near the lookout there.
It's so good.
So I was literally Yeah, I was just back there like only a couple months ago.
Well, technically you're always here for me because I actually have your kettlebells set that I bought from Big W. And I downloaded, you know how you've got those programs where you can download the kettlebell, I guess,
workout
online. Right. And I was giving it a go. I need to get remotivated again, but I actually have some of your apparel too. I find it quite comfortable.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, my 12-week body transformation doors are still open. You could join today and get on board for 12 weeks and I'll rip you into shape.
Now, because Jade actually has in her house a specified Zumba room.
Yeah.
Do you have a Zumba room in your house?
No, that sounds like a panic room to me. But I'm not that great in Zumba, just put it that way.
Well, it's like, so you're not really going to go on to Dancing with the Stars anytime soon, but Celebrity Apprentice, so you're on that. It's huge.
Were you on? Were you? I was on Dancing with the Stars.
How'd you go? Sorry.
I don't want to say it was a forgettable performance.
I'm currently on Celebrity Apprentice, and I have to tell you, it was so much fun. It really was. It was extremely challenging and brutal because I'm a bit of a team player, you know. I like to, that's what I built my career on. That's what I built my businesses on, is inclusiveness and team player and support and encourage and lift them up and stand back and let someone else be the star player, you know. And that was an advantage at some times, and then it was quite a disadvantage at other times, particularly when you got in the boardroom and all the knives come out.
Absolutely. You know, like going into it, obviously you had an idea of like who was cast on the show. Were you surprised? Like, did you like think that you would get along with someone but didn't, and vice versa?
Look, I pretty much got on with everybody, yeah. But I could see that there were some in the group that were prepared to do the heavy lifting, roll their sleeves up, and then there were others that were prepared to do the heavy schmoozing.
The coasting.
Yeah, and so, but, you know, the good thing was, for most of the time, Lord Sugar could see that. He's a bit of a no-nonsense, no-BS kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he could pick it pretty quickly.
Well,
in some cases, not quick enough, in my view, but it was always quite fun to go in there when you knew that you'd done the work. And watch him kind of unpick what was going on, and he could pretty much see it most of the time. I liked his work. I really liked working with him, although that being said, he was a little bit scary.
Is it someone on the show like Anthony Kalia or, you know, Ross Noble, or is it the Veronicas that you walked away going, wow, they were just hard work. I never want to deal with them ever again.
Do you know, it's interesting that you say Anthony Kalia, because I love that guy, and he was a hard worker, really, really was, and he threw himself right into it. So I loved working with him, and we actually became quite good friends after the show as well, and continue to still now.
So you guys are still like DMing on Insta or something?
What's that?
Are you still like messaging him on Instagram or something? Like, you keeping in touch?
Yeah, I went and saw his concert just recently. I flew down to Melbourne to see it. It was fantastic.
He does have a great voice.
Unbelievable. And he's a hard worker, so he absolutely earned his stripes as far as I'm concerned on that show, for sure. But, you know, there was some in there that just kind of, I think, were more all about the gameplay.
Yeah.
Where I kind of, that's just not, you know, I enjoyed that aspect, but what I really thoroughly enjoyed was coming together as a team and pulling off some extraordinarily challenging tasks and doing it, you know, under a pressure cooker situation. It was really fun. And then, of course, we're all there for our charities. Mine is the Women's Community Shelters, which supports and encourages and takes care of women who are basically on the streets due to domestic violence. And they're often on the streets with their kids. You know, and they're going into a shelter. And in fact, we have two out of one that will turn up to a shelter and can't get in because there's no room.
Pretty shocking figures. Hey, Michelle, quickly, just before we wrap things up, great to have you back on the TV, of course. But we are about to do on our show like a little Get Fit Winter Challenge.
Yeah,
Give us all a couple of tips on how to get motivated during winter.
Well, look, I always say that motivation is like a bad boyfriend. Never there when you need them, right?
Yeah.
So I think kick motivation to the curb. Yes, it's nice to be motivated by a goal or something, but it's never going to be there when it's 5 a.m. and brutally cold and you're trying to get out of bed. So I think probably the best thing you can do is get yourself a training buddy, and that way you can kind of hook up. When one of you is not feeling it, the other one will be, and vice versa, and you're kind of relying on each other to turn up and be there. I think it's probably one of the best ways to get your butt out of bed.
No, good stuff.
That's the top tip.
Maddie?
Yeah, sure, straight. I'm glad to see you on the telly again, Michelle. Of course, The Celebrity Apprentice, it looks fantastic, guys. The promos are epic. 7 o'clock, Channel 9 this Sunday. Thanks, Michelle.
Must watch TV.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Have a good one, and big shout-out to all of my fellow
Novacastrians. Thanks, Dal. Oh, good, Jade. Oh, my God. You just want me to work out constantly. Anyway, that's good. Great tip for going into winter, hey?
Absolutely.
Have a workout buddy.
And don't forget, if you want to sign up to our boot camp, it's all thanks to EMF Fitness. It's going to be great, guys.
Yeah.
Hit the website, newfm.com.au, and you can take their 12-week challenge with Platinum by EMF. Like I said, go to the website, sign up. We're going to be doing this, guys, very soon.
Yeah, next
big week? Morning group boot camp. We're going to get fit together.
Next Saturday.
Awesome. Yeah, our birthday lotto up next, Creever.
That's right. We are looking for anyone born in September. This is your big chance to score $650 going into the weekend. Be awesome.
All right, the lines are now open, 13:10:09. We'll do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creever.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto. Yeah, I can't believe this. $650, guys. It's going to be fantastic right before the weekend. How good is that?
Easy to win.
Looking
just be
for
born.
September.
Yeah, Andy. In September. And, hey, hopefully we give this cash away.
Yeah, we'll...
make someone's weekend.
Hopefully we'll make Sky's week. She's from Curry Curry. She's pregnant, guys, with her third baby due in 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
She has a 6 and a 3-year-old, and her dream is to swim with sharks. Ordering coffees as she calls.
Oh, multitasker. Sky, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Hey.
You're a super mum.
Yeah.
I try.
What coffee did you get?
I didn't get coffee. My mum got coffee. I don't drink coffee.
Well, I don't think you're meant to drink coffee when you're pregnant. Yeah, they say caffeine's bad, don't they?
I don't know. I've never drank coffee.
Okay.
never been a problem.
Well, congratulations on your third baby that's arriving in 3 weeks.
Thank you.
So you have a 6 and 3-year-old. So are they, like, what's on the way? Is it a boy? Is it a girl?
Another girl.
Three girls.
Wow.
How exciting. You're going to have, like, three girls are the best. I only have a sister, but... like, I just, the bonds you have, like, it must be pretty special.
I don't know about that, Sky. I reckon you wish you had a boy in there.
Oh, I do wish that it was a boy, but...
Three healthy girls.
That's good. It'll be fun. Three girls, they can all share clothes. It's the best. You know what? Your dream to swim with sharks, very doable.
Yeah. Like, why don't you pay for it,
well,
Jade?
Well, for $650, you probably could.
Yeah. So, all right, here we go. Sky, we've pulled out the 6th.
No.
Enjoy your day. Thank you. Our birthday lotto worth $675 on Monday, guys. There you go. Enjoy the weekend. We are done here. So much to get through, right? So don't forget, sign up for our bootcamp, newfm.com.au. Mm-hmm. Also, rate the music. Mm. Newfm.com.au, your chance to walk away with one of 5 $100 Exchange Hotel gift vouchers.
The website, it's the hub of all the stuff you need, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
It's the hub of
great
fun.
Great music, boot camp, sign up for all of it.
Hub of fun. 105 commercial free up next with Jackson. Hub of fun.
This is the hub of fun
on the way.
Yeah, hub of fun all the time. I'm a hub of fun. Unless it's... inside workouts, and I'm a depressed person.
Oh, Jackson, you are not.
Nah, I'm all right. It's just Friday. Anyway.
Get excited. That means it's a good day being Friday.
I'm Wednesday Adams today. I don't even care about it. Our little mix imploding because one of them left and the rest are pregnant.
Great news coming out today. A little Mix, Galantis, and David Guetta. Just a little heads up.
Yeah, we were playing it in the car this morning on the way here. It was so good.
Really good. Jason Derulo as well, with Adam Levine, and also too,
The Pussycat Dolls.
Old school.
Love these girls. Apparently a tour is still on the cards once COVID wraps up.
Well, yeah. I went and seen them the night before Australia shut down, and they were great.
They were in Australia, like
the Nova Red Room. Yeah, that was, yes,
very cool.
Were they good?
Yeah, very good. You could tell Nicole Scherzinger though didn't like sharing the spotlight.
She never did.
Living Zingerberger says no.
All right, guys, enjoy your weekend. We'll catch you on Monday. Bye.
See ya.